Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. In the new year, Congress will have a very different makeup. The House, of course, will be controlled by Republicans, and the Senate will have a larger number of Republicans while still in the minority. So what might this mean for the health care overhaul law? Here to give us a preview, Mary Agnes Carey and Marilyn Werber-Serafini, both of Kaiser Health News. Welcome.
Thank you.
You both interviewed two lawmakers, one Democrat, one Republican. What they have in common is they want to see significant changes to the health care law. In one case, an outright repeal. That's Congressman Michael Burgess, a Republican from Texas, also a physician. What did he tell you?
Well, he does want repeal of this. He'd like the first order of business when Congress reconvenes in January to have a vote on repeal. Have each member called on, are you for it or are you against it? Short of that, what he really wants to do is to make life miserable for supporters of this bill. His ultimate goal is repeal. He sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is one of the committees in the House with primary jurisdiction over health care. And he wants to call up administration officials, put them through the ringer on unpopular provisions. He's all for, doing everything he can to make the law look bad.
And does he have the backing of the Republican leadership to move as quickly as he would like to see, that is, to move on this in January?
Well, one thing he said to us was that if he ran the show, he would have the repeal vote that Marilyn's talking mm-hmm. about the afternoon before the president does his State of the Union address. Now, party leaders may not go along with that, but they have talked extensively about wanting to go after the health reform law immediately. So I think you're going to see quick action when Congress comes back.
And the presumption is that a repeal vote would pass in the House, but not the Senate. So in the House, what would be the more piecemeal approach that the Republicans are looking at?
We're really talking about a lot of oversight, a lot of heavy negative oversight. Beyond that, we could be talking about hearings trying to attack certain provisions in the bill, for instance, the individual mandate. We could be talking about Republicans trying to defund different pieces of the law or simply to slow down the implementation.
And he talked about one tactic being to attach some of these piece parts to pieces of legislation that have popular political support.
Right. The idea being that if you attach it to something popular, then it goes over to the Senate, and the Senate can't say no to whatever the mm-hmm. popular element is, then they're stuck and they'll have to pass it. Other people would say, well, the Senate can just pluck off the piece they don't mm-hmm. like, send the bill back to the House that way, and then that turns the tables back on the House. So I'm not sure how successful that would be.
Okay, so we're in the Senate now. You two both interviewed Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon who has his own ideas. What did he tell you?
What he's looking at, he has a provision he inserted in the health law that would give states the ability to get a waiver from some requirements of the health law, including the individual mandate, if they meet certain criteria. Right now, the waiver potential starts in 2017. He'd like to move that up to 2014, and he has a Republican co-sponsor. He's got Scott Brown mm-hmm. of Massachusetts on that bill.
How disruptive would that kind of idea be to the overhaul law, and what kind of support, at this moment anyway, does Wyden have for that?
Right now, it's just in its infancy of support, mm-hmm. if you will. But he was explaining to us how he really thinks governors are going to be the main firepower behind making this happen, because governors will say, I want to do this my way. I understand there's a federal law and I have to meet certain requirements. And the Secretary of Health and Human Services has the ultimate say of whether or not a state gets a waiver. So he's really looking beyond Washington to the states to have governors come and make their case to get this waiver moved up for 3 years.
Healthcare reform occupied much of Congress's time this year. Is there time in the calendar in 2011 to devote as much time
I think not so much. I mean, you've got economy, right? The economy, jobs, everyone, even the most adamant opposition to the health law tells you they've got to focus on the economy. They've got to focus on jobs. But this health reform law is a big priority for Republicans. They want to attack it vigorously, and I think they'll make time in the calendar for
that. Especially since the presidential election in 2012 is not very far away. So while you're going to have, I agree with Mary Agnes, the first priority is going to be the economy and jobs, this is going to be right underneath it, and the Republicans are going to be very persistent.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.